The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Here comes.
Last another day.
Get out of my way. Wow, wow, tiger woman.
mouth would open up and take me in.
Life is so obscene, and the remarks that go unseen are being diminished to the earth.
I never find another girl.
One of my favourite Move singles, but of course that meant, but it didn't do very well in the charts, sank without trace, wasn't played much on the radio at the time. Wild Tiger Woman on Regal Xenophone Records. Before that, the first use of the phrase heavy metal. We had Heavy Metal Thunder from Steppenwolf on RCA Records, Born to be Wild. One of 51 singles released on the 30th of August 1968. We're using issue number 243 of the new singles, a leaflet that you could pick up from some counters of record stores. Only 51. Well, I say only 51. We've had about 46 for 3 weeks running, but coming up soon, it's going to be more than 70 singles released in weeks leading up to Christmas, because that's what the releases will be edging their bets on. Also released this week, 30th of August, 68, The Doors' magnificent single, Hello, I Love You.
She's walking down the street like
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Lazy diamond studded flunkies. She has wisdom and knows what to do. She has me and she has you. Store where the creatures meet. I wonder what they do in there. Summer Sunday and a year. I guess I like it fine so far.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
There she is, I'm sure I've seen her, pushing in the queue to get to the front. Join the ladies in my
we were rather spoilt by a plethora of good music in 1968. To be specific, these records were all released on the 30th of August 1968. The Doors, Hello I Love You, and the B-side, Love Street. Then Eternity's Child on Capitol, Mrs. Bluebird. And that one was The Move and Omnibus. That's the full stereo version of the B-side of the day. And we might as well hear the other side of Eternity's Children. This is Little Boy. And I was at the time just 13 and a half years old. But I I could tell this was all good music. It stood me in good stead all these years, and I still love it all. Ooh.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Da, 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 da
From Wales, their single called Largo. Before that, The Love Affair, A Day Without Love, CBS Records. And we began with Eternity's Children, Little Boy, on Capitol Records. I think the B-side of the Eyes of Blue single is better than the A. It's on Mercury Records, and it's the Beatles. It's a very imaginative reworking of Yesterday.
Yesterday. see it in my fire. Just watch the flames leap higher, burning with desire for you. I implore you, baby, just heed those jungle rhythms and feel yourself go with them. Two hearts meeting, beating, double frenzy. Some notion of my frenzy. Deep inside of me, I see that there's no returning. In the soul of me, I know I can't be free. In the dead of night, there's a light that keeps on burning. Oh, and it leads me, yeah, it leads me. Round and round and round and round in frenzy.
Well, The Eyes of Blue with Yesterday was definitely, if not my record of the week, but my find of the week. Wow. That was Graham Bonney whipping himself up into a frenzy on Columbia Records. Now on Stateside, both sides of the single from the Fifth Estate. And the purpose of this programme is not a chart show, it's not a chart rundown, it's not the greatest hits of 1968. It is what was released each week in this year, 1968, today being 30th of August, with a day, a Friday, when they were released. 51 of them. Here's one more.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Not even a bear, no, no. I say, don't you give a loving boy. Oh boy, can't you hear that she's a little girl? She's a little girl.
Temporarily landed in the reggae corner of this week's singles for the 30th of August 1968. Marcia Griffiths, who would later go on to be with Bob and Marcia, Young, Gifted and Black, but that was on her own on Studio One Records and Truly, preceded by Keith and Tex on the White Island label, Hypnotizing Eyes, where they kept singing all about She's a Little Girl. And here's Jackie Robinson on Amalgamated Records with Let the Little Girl Dance.
Sloopy knew was in her sandbox. Two rooms were her domain. Every night she'd sit in the window among the avocado plants, waiting for me to come home, my arms full of canned liver and love. We'd talk into the night then, contented, but missing something. She, the earth she never knew, me, the hills I ran while growing bent. Sloopy should have been a cowboy's cat, with prairies to run, not linoleum, real live catnip mice, no one to depend on but herself. I never told her, but in my mind I was a midnight cowboy even then. Riding my imaginary horse down 42nd Street, going off with strangers to live an hour-long cowboy's life, but always coming home to Sloopy, who loved me best. For a dozen summers we lived against the world, an island on an island. She'd comfort me with purring, I'd fatten her with smiles. We grew rich on trust, needing not the beach or butterflies. I had a friend named Ben who painted buildings like Ruald men. He went away. My laughter tired Lillian after a time. She found a man who only smiled. But Sloopy stayed and stayed. Winter, 1959. Old men walk their dogs summer walks so often that their feet leave little pink tracks in the soft snow. Women, fur on fur, elegant and easy, only slightly pure, hailing cabs to take them round the block and back. Who is not a love seeker when December comes? Even children pray to Santa Claus. I had my own love safe at home, and yet I stayed out all one night, the next day too. They must have thought me crazy, screaming Sloopy, Sloopy, as the snow came falling down around me. I was a madman to have stayed away 1 minute more than the appointed hour. I'd like to think a golden cowboy snatched her from the windowsill, and safely saddlebagged, she rode to Arizona. She's stalking lizards in the cactus now, perhaps. Bitter, but free. I'm bitter too. And not a free man anymore. But once upon a time in New York's jungle in a tree, before I went into the world in search of other kinds of love, nobody owned me but a cat named Sloopy. Looking back, perhaps she's been the only human thing that ever gave back love to me.
Rod McEwen, a cat named Sloopy, RCA Records. This is Richard Harris, Didn't We?
This time we almost made pieces fit. This time we almost made some sense of it, didn't we, girl? This time I had the answer right here in my hand. I touched it and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang our song in tune, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made it to the moon. Oh, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made our poem.
for a little dose of Nader Beat, I'll Be Home from Frankie and the Time Breakers.
I'll be home, my darling. Well, please wait for me. We'll stroll along again.
Oh,